for your morning. All the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Well, good morning. This is the WABC Early News, and a whole lot of news is coming your way. I'm Frank Morano.
Hello, Frankie. I'm Juliet Huddy. Deb is following breaking news. Christian and Gabby are at the controls, and Sid is up with sports at 5:15. I think this is what you're going to be talking about around the water cooler today. Another meetup between Michael Cohen and New York prosecutors. What could this mean for former President Donald Trump is the big question. And six dangerous reactions out of millions of doses. The feds getting slammed for halting that Johnson & Johnson vaccine. And are Hollywood's elite protecting and enabling, Frank, a sex predator? One actress certainly thinks so. In fact, she quit a major role over it, so we'll talk about that. And also, in your Jet Set Juliet travel update at 5:40, USA Today's top river cruise lines list is out, but I've curated my own list just for our listeners.
All right, it's River Cruise Day.
I've been waiting for this. We have a little river cruise sound?
Well, I would assume it's Old Man River, right?
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So hopefully that's our river cruise theme.
Old Man River.
Well, I see the singing. The singing talents are hereditary in your family.
Yes, oh, very much so.
All right, 5:07. Time for traffic and transit on the sevens. Here is Joe Nolan.
Well, good morning, everybody. Staten Island bound Verrazano Bridge, lower level, all lanes closed. Maintenance on 109 southbound in Elizabeth at Grand Street. There's a water main break. Southbound Jersey Turnpike down Interchange 7, a disabled tractor trailer. That's in the left lane of the inner roadway. Southbound outer is going to be closed for maintenance. And then on the Merritt Parkway up in Connecticut, northbound bumper to bumper, getting into exit 40 where all lanes are closed. Really bad accident right around Newtown Road. An accident investigation. An alternate side is in effect. This report of service of DEA Take Back Day. Your unused or expired prescription drugs could end up lost, stolen, or simply misused. Keep them safe. Clean them out. Take them back on Saturday, April 24th. To find a collection site near you, visit DEATakeBack.com. I'm Joe Nolan with Traffic on the 7s, Talk Radio 77, WABC.
All right. Thank you very much, Joe. It is time now for the Ramsey Subaru weather forecast. Yesterday turned out to be such a gorgeous day. In fact, we went out to dinner at Babalu, the Cuban restaurant down in Huntington. It was so nice out, an early one. But today it's going to be partly cloudy this morning. We may have some sun come out. By the later afternoon, we should have some overcast skies, about 70 degrees. Not too bad. Maybe a chance of a rain shower, depending on where you are. Thursday, we're getting down to the 50s, 54 degrees probably for a high. We'll have rain throughout the day, 100% chance of rain. We could see quite a bit of it, probably over an inch or so. And then we get into Friday. Friday actually not looking bad. We had rain initially in the forecast, but it doesn't seem to be too bad, although it is going to be a bit chilly, 54 degrees with partly cloudy skies in the morning and then just pretty much clouds throughout the afternoon. Not too bad. A stray rain shower potentially. Saturday, sunshine and clouds, 59 degrees. And Sunday, a little bit warmer, 63 degrees, partly cloudy, partly sunny. We'll have a mix.
New York City is leaning in to Moderna and Pfizer vaccines in order to move vaccination efforts forward. This comes as the city follows federal suggestions and pauses the use of the single-dose Johnson & Johnson shot, but will now offer people with appointments the Moderna or Pfizer. Mayor Bill de Blasio is calling on the federal government to send more supplies, claiming some cities aren't even using all the vaccines they've been allotted.
All right. Another round of chats between Michael Cohen and Manhattan prosecutors. The sit down expected sometime this week. This is actually going to be the ninth meetup. Insiders say Cohen is continuing to cooperate on the investigation into the Trump Organization. Cohen, of course, was front and center for years, being kind of the right-hand man, I guess you could say, for President Trump, and then not President Trump. Meantime, the ex-daughter-in-law of longtime Trump CFO Alan Weisselberg has reportedly handed over several boxes of documents and a laptop to investigators. And she has allegedly said that her former father-in-law, Mr. Weisselberg, will turn on Trump to protect his family, including her ex-husband.
A new survey is showing which neighborhoods of Manhattan have the most people moving out due to the pandemic. Any guesses, Juliet?
I'm going to say which parts of Manhattan? Upper East Side.
All right. Well, that you are very, very warm, if not dead on accurate. According to a survey by commercial real estate firm CBRE, Hell's Kitchen, the Upper West Side, and your pick of the Upper East Side saw the most number of move-outs.
Hell's Kitchen. That's interesting.
Yeah. Hell's Kitchen between 42nd Street and 59th Street lost more than 12,000 residents last year, which is way up from the year before.
Do you think that's because of the violence in that area? The crime in that area?
I can't imagine that was a big selling point for people moving in.
I'm guessing not. Oh, boy. Okay. So the other guy.
They're actually changing their name. The remaining residents are actually just changing their name to Hell.
That's yeah. Right. The other guy at the center of the Matt Gaetz scandal is cooperating, allegedly. The New York Times is reporting that Joel Greenberg is preparing to take a plea deal, presumably dropping the dirt on the Florida congressman, including telling prosecutors that the two of them paid women for sex. Greenberg is currently sitting in a Florida jail. He's charged with 33 counts, including fraud and sex trafficking a minor. Gaetz has denied all accusations.
Weapons disguised as beauty products are being found in two Brooklyn schools. Safety agents say they confiscated tasers disguised as lipstick cases and a knife that looked like a comb. The weapons were found going through metal detectors at Thomas Jefferson High School in East New York and at nearby Franklin Lane High School. Several students said they carried the items to protect themselves.
Oh, how lovely. All right. Well, the former president got it. So did the former first lady. In fact, President Trump days ago took credit for it. So why then are so many Trump supporters resisting the COVID vaccine? I'm sure that everybody has their own reasons, but the Biden White House is hoping that a new media push will help sway the holdouts. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki says the administration is running TV ads on right-leaning outlets and shows like Deadliest Catch and NASCAR, races, I guess you could say. They're not
right,
matches.
Right,
races,
yes.
And country music television, for instance. Psaki says the $3 billion campaign is a creative way to target white conservatives. Now, critics have lambasted her, saying her statement is offensive, even racist. Apparently, they're not familiar with the world of advertising, Frank, because that's what you do. You target people based on their demographic.
That is for sure. And it is certainly something that is not going away anytime soon. The NYPD is looking for a group of suspects who brutally robbed a man in Brooklyn. Cops say it was April 6th when multiple people removed the 21-year-old victim from a store on Prospect Avenue, holding him at gunpoint while removing his cell phone. The victim was able to get away before the group followed him in a white sedan and fired roughly three shots near 162nd Street and Prospect Avenue. The NYPD has released surveillance footage and images from the scene and is hoping to crack the case.
Okie dokie. I'm going to tell you about what Dr. Fauci says about our vaccine program, and it is not positive news, unfortunately. That is coming up right after this quick message.
This is the WABC Early News.
Thank you, Mr. Announcer. Dr. Fauci warning women who received the J&J vaccine in the last 13 days, be alert to symptoms. Scientists are trying to figure out if there is a link between birth control pills and blood clots. The CDC and FDA, as you guys know, put the vaccine on pause yesterday. More than 6 million people have already had the shot. Six people have reported blood clots. One woman died after getting the jab back in March. The CDC will be meeting today to review the data. They're going to try to reevaluate and sort of reassess the situation. Also, despite a successful vaccine program, the U.S. is not heading in a positive direction. That's the word from health professionals, including Dr. Fauci. He says we're nearing another disturbing surge, much like the U.K. had this winter. And he says some states are becoming complacent, taking too many risks when it comes to lifting COVID restrictions.
Well, at 5:15, it is always a treat this time of morning to talk with and hear from Hollywood Sid Rosenberg, particularly when the Mets are winning both games of a doubleheader.
Sorry, wasn't that spectacular, Frank? I got the wrong microphone on. By the way, just so you know, Frank and Juliet actually did dub me that. On my Instagram, at Sid Rosenberg, and Twitter, at Sid Rosenberg, I changed my profile yesterday to Hollywood.
But you did not.
Go
hold
take
on
a look.
A second.
Go take a look.
Thanks a lot for that.
AKA Hollywood. That's brilliant work. I love it.
Do I get any? Do I get a percentage or something?
I tell everybody. I swear to you, Juliet. I tell everybody that was a Juliet Huddy creation. So thank you for that.
AKA Hollywood.
There you go. An actor, too, which is hilarious.
It's host of New York City's best morning show, Bernie and Sid in the Morning, on legendary 77 WABC radio, a.k.a. Hollywood actor, author.
Isn't it great?
You're so creepy. I love it.
That is great. That is creepy. Hey, the Mets did sweep a doubleheader yesterday, as Frank just said. How about that? Let's go back to game one. Remember, these are seven-inning games now, which is a stupid rule, as the new rules, a doubleheader in baseball. Eighth inning, Mets with a chance to win. It sounded like this.
And VR hits one of the air to left field. That'll win the game. McCutcheon watches it sail by him. In the score comes McNeil with the game-winning run. And the Mets have won the opening game of the doubleheader. Jonathan VR with a walk-off hit. And the Mets win it in eight innings, 4-3.
Gary Cohen on the call, SNY. Mets win game 1-4-3 behind six strong innings from Marcus Stroman. They shut out the Phillies in game 2, 4-0. So the Mets now above 500 for the first time this season. They're at 4-3. They'll play the Phillies again later on today. Yankees, they get blown out yesterday by Toronto. Bad outing for Jameson Taillon. Didn't even last four innings. They lose 7-3. Yankees are now 5-6. They'll also take on Toronto later on today. The Rangers got a much-needed victory. Shut out the Devils last night. Final score there was 3-0. And the Nets and T-Wolves postponed 2 days ago because of the tragic Dante Wright shooting. They did play yesterday afternoon. The Nets won by 30, 127-97, led by Kevin Durant, who put in 31 points for the Nets, who are now once again tied atop the Eastern Conference at 37-17 with the Philadelphia 76ers. Sports at 15-45. For this, the WABC Early News, I'm Sid Rosenberg.
5:17, time for traffic and transit on the 7s. Here's Joe Nolan.
Well, a couple of things going on the Turnpike southbound down around Interchange 7. Disabled tractor trailer in the left lane. Now, if you're on 1 and 9 southbound at Grand Street, there's a water main break. That will continue. Merritt Parkway, all lanes are closed northbound at exit 40. A bad accident with an accident investigation right around Newtown Road. So that'll continue for a little while. And the Staten Island bound Verrazano lower, all lanes are closed with maintenance and alternate side again today is in effect. I'm Joe Nolan with traffic on the 7s. Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you, Joe. From your Ramsey Subaru Weather Center, we're going to have a decent day today. 70 degrees, partly cloudy skies this morning. We'll have some overcast skies, though, later on in the afternoon. Nice day yesterday, it turned out to be. Unfortunately, Thursday, we're going to have pretty cool temperatures and rain, 100% chance of rain. Could get heavy at times, maybe over an inch or so, ultimately. Then by Friday, the clouds start to part a bit. We may have some sun come out, but it's only going to get up to about 40 or 54 degrees, rather. And by the weekend, it should be okay. We should get to 60, low 60s, mid 60s with partly cloudy, partly sunny skies. Let's just hope for the sun. Currently, right now in Manhattan, it is 49 degrees. Frank?
All right. Well, New Jersey is still on track to meet COVID vaccination goals despite following federal suggestions to halt the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Governor Phil Murphy quickly responded to the recommendation, ordering the state's 200,000 doses of the single-shot vaccine to stop. It comes after six women who received the J&J vaccine developed blood clots, but none of these cases were in the tri-state area. Murphy says 4.7 million New Jerseyans will still be vaccinated by the end of June despite this most recent setback.
We've got a royal alert coming up, but before we do that, I just want to tell you, Frank, about this stunning 10,000 square foot mansion with a massive wine cellar and a full gym. It's located in one of the more exclusive areas of Connecticut. So why was it only sold for just under $2 million? I mean, this thing would be worth a fortune. Well, it happens to be the pad where Fotis Doulos killed himself while awaiting trial for the murder of his missing wife, Jennifer Doulos. She, of course, was the mom who vanished, mom of five, actually, who vanished without a trace back in 2019. Doulos was charged and a few weeks later found suffering from carbon monoxide poisoning in the mansion's garage. He was rushed to the hospital where he died. It's not clear who the new buyer is.
Would you buy a house that somebody killed themselves in such a manner in?
In the garage, I would. Yeah.
What do you mean?
Probably. I mean, if I was getting
if they killed themselves in the garage.
I mean, I think in the house, I would probably, that would be a little bit too much, but in the garage. And the guy was such a creep. I mean, it's one thing if it was just a wonderful person, but the guy was a horrible murderer, so.
Absolutely.
You know, good riddance.
At least three motor vehicle commissions are opening in New Jersey today after employees were forced to quarantine following exposure to COVID-19. Trenton Regional is reopening for in-person services only, along with Flemington Licensing Center and Cherry Hill Vehicle Center. Meantime, seven other MVCs remain closed, with four of them set to open later this week. Newark Regional Licensing Center is one of the facilities most recently closed due to COVID-19 and won't open until April 27th.
Royal alert. Royal alert. We have some information that Frank actually brought to us over the Other Side of Midnight newscast. I guess that you could say it was newsworthy. Prince Philip was apparently obsessed with UFOs. Very interesting. Also interesting, the estranged princes have both released statements on the passing of their grandfather, Prince Philip, and they couldn't be a more apropos statement for each man's personality. Prince Harry's was lighthearted and authentic, referring to the prince as my grandpa, master of the barbecue, legend of banter, and cheeky right till the end. And then on the flip side, you have Prince William, who was more circumspect, praising his dedication, Prince Philip's dedication to his wife, the queen, country, and Commonwealth. Royal observers say Saturday's funeral will be an important moment for the brothers, who haven't spoken much since the infamous Oprah interview. Gee, I wonder why. Hopefully that will lead to the repairing of a fractured relationship, or at least, at the very least, peaceful coexistence. And meantime, just a little bit more information on Meghan Markle. Apparently her friends say that she is staying back in California so as not to become the unwanted center of attention on this solemn day on Saturday, Frank.
Well, I think that's probably makes sense, right?
I mean, I'm just trying to think. It was sort of a no-win situation for her, because if she went, people would have just been like, ugh. But if she doesn't go, people are going to be like, ugh, you know. So I don't know. It's
Juliet, do you drink hard seltzer?
I have. Yes, I have.
Okay, but you don't routinely?
Not routinely, no.
All right. Well, so in our household, White Claw has become a staple.
Oh, okay.
And now the original hard seltzer is upping its alcohol by volume. White Claw is introducing a new line of hard seltzer called Surge that is 8% ABV. The 16-ounce cans will cost about $3 a piece and come in cranberry and blood orange flavor. Mm. Their original 12-ounce 5% alcohol drinks are also adding new flavors, including blackberry, strawberry, and pineapple.
Well, that sounds delicious. Is that, are you drinking this or is your wife drinking
this? We both drink it. You know, I drink it when, you know, I'm not looking to get drunk, right? Because it takes, you have to drink White Claw all day in order to get drunk. But
Frank,
especially
Frank, you're such a rookie. No, you don't. No, you don't. You put in alcohol. You put in some vodka.
Well, that's fair. That's fair.
Good grief.
But nothing like it on a nice warm summer day.
That's very true.
Have a nice White Claw.
That's
I resisted it for a while.
Why?
Because I was one of these people that said, all right, who needs that? I'll make my own vodka and seltzer to my own specifications. I don't need to buy it pre-packaged in a can. But I do, because it's so convenient, and you don't have to mix it yourself. Comes in a neat little can. It's got these flavors. I was late to the party. I fought it and resisted it as long as I can. But if you can't beat them, join them.
That's very true. Or you can just make your own. I'll give you my recipe for the best drink you can possibly have on my Twitter account at JulietHuddyTV. If you are not feeling frisky lately, fatten up. Listen to this one. Researchers say guys who eat low-fat diets are at an increased risk of heart disease, diabetes, and even Alzheimer's. Apparently, the lack of fat decreases men's testosterone levels by an average of 10 to 15%. I mean, that is like against everything that we've heard.
Yeah, that is somewhat counterintuitive, but it could explain the reason why my wife has no complaints.
I guess you should eat the good fat. I guess that's probably what they've left out here in the story.
Yeah, I have some salmon, avocado, and so forth.
Some what?
Salmon.
Salmonella?
Salmon.
You mean salmon?
Yeah, like, well, like Salman Rushdie. There's that L there for
a
reason.
Have some Salman Rushdie. He's
well,
delicious.
Well, speaking of food, Domino's Pizza is taking contact-free delivery to a whole new level. The nationwide pizza chain is introducing autonomous vehicles in Houston's Woodland Heights neighborhood for the pilot program. These robot cars, which have received the okay from the U.S. Department of Transportation last year, will bring the pizzas to customers' homes, and users will retrieve their food with a pin on the touchscreen. The pizza maker previously experimented with a self-driving Ford Fusion in Michigan in 2017 and a delivery drone in the UK in 2013.
All right, this James Franco guy, the actor, you're familiar with him, right?
Yes, he was in Spider-Man.
Okay, in what?
Spider-Man.
Okay, is that Spider-Man?
Yes,
the
absolutely.
The way normal people say Spider-Man?
Yes.
Okay, well, anyway, he is also at the center of yet another sexual scandal, and his pal Seth Rogen is not escaping the glare either. So there is this actress who actually quit the Oscar-nominated movie The Disaster Artist mid-production, we're finding out. She has actually come out and spoken. She says the film's director and lead actor, James Franco, is a, quote, sexual predator. Charlene Yee is her name. She says she didn't want to work with a guy who's been the target of multiple sexual misconduct allegations. But she says filmmakers, when she was still attached to the film, she says filmmakers, when she went to them and all of the stuff was coming out about James Franco, she says the filmmakers tried to bribe her, promising her a bigger role if she would stay and just kind of keep the peace and not make a big deal and, you know, let this become a big production, pardon the pun. Franco's pal Seth Rogen's production company produced the film, and Yee blames Rogen in part for the whole mess, calling him an enabler. Franco, if you haven't heard, has faced myriad accusations over the years. In 2014, he admitted that he messaged a 17-year-old girl on Instagram and invited her to his hotel room. A few years later, several women accused him of sexual misconduct. Another five women accused him of sexual harassment at his former acting school. And it just seems like the list goes on and on. But anyway, this woman ended up just bailing out of the production period. I mean, that's a pretty big move, I think.
Yeah. Oh, no, that is for sure. Somebody that has very few sexual harassment allegations against him is our own Joe Nolan, who does have traffic in transit on the sevens every 10 minutes.
Really bad accident northbound on the Merritt Parkway this morning, everyone. Again, coming on up to the area of exit 40. All lanes are closed. Accident investigation. This is right around the Newtown Road overpass, so you want to avoid that if you can. Now, Staten Island bound, lower level, Verrazano. All lanes are closed with maintenance. We're also looking at delays on 109 southbound at Grand Street in Elizabeth with a water main break. Southbound Jersey Turnpike, the outer roadway shut down this morning. That for the overnight maintenance. And northbound Garden State Parkway, hearing tell of an accident around 124, an accident with two lanes out. And alternate side of the street parking rules and regulations again today are going to be in effect. And this report is a service of Indeed.com. With Indeed, you don't need a storm to catch lightning in a bottle. Find great people fast with a hiring tool like Instant Match, which searches millions of resumes in Indeed's database to deliver people whose resumes fit your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit. I'm Joe Nolan with traffic on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Oh, this is great news, Frank, in your business report. I know you're talking about Apple and a new announcement potentially about iPads, because mine is starting to do strange things. Oh. I might need a new one.
Well, so, you know, I do believe, and this is not conspiracy stuff and this is not shtick, I really do believe that they time when your phone starts to get bugs
completely,
along with when there are new phones available.
Completely agree.
I believe that with every fiber of my being.
Completely agree with you. All right, so you're going to have that story also coming up in your Jet Set Julia travel update at 5:40, a luxury vacation on a barge. I'm going to tell you how you and your family can commandeer your own posh barge for a specially curated trip through the canals of Europe.
From the 77 WABC Early News Desk, I'm Deborah Valentine. Well, J&J vaccines throughout the tri-state on hold after the CDC and FDA ordered a temporary pause after six women developed blood clots 6 to 13 days after taking the vaccine. One died. New York City is rescheduling those who were had appointments for J&J vaccines and is also requesting additional Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. New York Governor Cuomo said this yesterday.
We do have enough Pfizer and we do have enough Moderna vaccination to keep our schedule and to keep those numbers happening.
There's an emergency meeting today of federal health officials looking into the J&J vaccine and its investigation. A Lyndhurst man taken into custody following a five-hour standoff in Jersey City, New Jersey yesterday. 43-year-old Larry Zarzula claimed to be armed after barricading himself inside his vehicle. Nobody hurt. Fox is next.
Fox News, I'm Carmen Roberts. A third night of protest over the death of Dante Wright near Minneapolis turns angry and violent.
The behaviors that we continue to see are unacceptable, and we are not going to tolerate them.
Minnesota State Police Colonel Matt Langer says they arrested more than 60 people. Other protests in cities including New York and Portland, Oregon. The Biden administration says it cannot meet the former administration's May deadline to remove all U.S. troops from Afghanistan, but they will be out by September 11th.
The action would come 2 decades after the deadly 9/11 attacks. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Tuesday the decision comes from the president's long-held opinion
that we have been there for far too long.
Republicans saying leaving now would be abandoning a fight that has not been won.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. America's listening to Fox News.
For your morning, all the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
All right, it is 49 degrees in Manhattan, heading up to about 70 today with partly cloudy skies. WABC Early News time is currently 5:31. I'm Juliet Huddy. Frank Morano is here. And by the way, Frank, I feel like we really need to push this whole river cruise idea for the listeners.
You'll get no argument from me, Juliet. I support you 100%.
Well, coming up in your Jet Set, Juliet, travel update at 5:40, I'm going to tell you about a couple things. Number one, there's a dream cruise down some of Europe's most fabled rivers without wall-to-wall passengers like you get on the big ships and without the hefty price tag, which is also a big key. I'm going to tell you how you can book it. And also a jaw-droppingly elegant river cruise line. Not surprisingly, it is pamper, pamper, pamper all the way, and it is my number one cruise. Comes in at the top. I can't believe it. I'm going to give you my five favorite river cruise companies. I'll tell you where they are, and then I'm also going to direct you to my Instagram account where I'll tell you all about my actual trip that I took on the Crystal Cruise Line and how incredible it was, and I'll have pictures and everything.
And while people are checking out your Instagram at Juliet Huddy TV, they should definitely check out our show's Instagram at 77WABC Early News.
All of that will be right there, yes.
There's exactly a lot of interesting stuff on there.
All right, so you've heard about this Patrice Cullors woman. She is one of the founders, a co-founder of Black Lives Matter, and she was under massive indictment recently by her own colleagues at Black Lives Matter, including a woman in New York who happens to be African-American, because Cullors has like a $3 million property portfolio. And she also claims to be a, quote, trained Marxist. So there was a lot of criticism like, wait, you're a Marxist. How can you have this massive luxury property portfolio? Well, she has come out and she says that questions about her four homes, remember, she's a Marxist, are racist. And rather than focus on the woman who is her colleague, who's African American, who is making all of these terrible accusations about her, Cullors prefers to say that this is a tactic of terror to discredit her, and it's part of a tradition of terror by white supremacists. I'm not really sure how she can come up with that, given the fact that it is a black woman who was making these allegations. But anyway, she says that I haven't even been paid since 2019. So I'm not taking a paycheck. And apparently Black Lives Matter definitely confirmed that, but that doesn't mean anything. Okay, you haven't been paid since 2019. Well, you're certainly making a decent enough amount of money to buy these four luxury homes, including one in the Topanga Canyon section of California, which is quite pricey.
Is she indicating where she got this money from without a salary?
She is not, of course. So I'm not really sure. Maybe she just made incredible investments. Mm. Yes, but critics accuse her of abandoning her social justice and activist and Marxist roots.
I don't know what you think of this, Julia. Tomorrow is Israel Day here at the radio station, and I think even more broadly than that. a dorm specifically for Jewish students is coming to the University of Illinois. The Forward, which is a Jewish newspaper, reporting the dorm will be run by the Ilini Chabad in partnership with the university. It will have room for over 30 students, and the bottom floors will serve as the Chabad Center and kosher dining hall. News of the new dorm comes a year after a federal civil rights complaint was filed alleging that alleging an unrelenting campaign of anti-Semitic harassment at the University of Illinois.
Do you have a problem with that?
I don't feel great about it. I kind of think that Jewish students should dorm with all the other students. To me, it's promoting segregation.
Well, I guess they're the ones that are choosing. So if they would rather be around people, you know, it could be a religious thing, obviously. They want to be around people who, I guess, will practice what they practice on a daily basis.
I am going to be exploring this topic in detail this evening, beginning at 1 a.m.
Are you?
I will.
Okay. Well, thank you for letting us know that. Yes. It's a wonderful show, The Other Side of Midnight. A Northern California high school teacher is on ice after getting caught, quote, going off at students on a Zoom call that ended up going viral, of course. Why? If you're going to go on Zoom, just assume that it is going to be going viral. Okay, just a little word of advice. So this video showed San Marcos High School teacher Alyssa Pirro ripping into a student who asked why there was no white student union, but there was one for Asians, sort of a similar vein as your story, Frank. That student, Jace Jonas, said that he got threatening messages from fellow students after this filmed exchange. Pirro was also caught daring parents who disagreed with her to, quote, come at her, and fuming that she was, quote, sick of them telling her how to do her job. She has been suspended while the school investigates.
President Biden is being shelled by lawmakers for his decision to remove American forces from Afghanistan. I'll tell you about that and a whole bunch more in just a few minutes. But first, here's Joe Nolan with traffic and transit on the sevens.
Well, a problem now coming off of the Van Wyck Expressway to the inbound LIE. Apparently a disabled there. That is in the process of being cleared up and out of the way. We're also continuing to look at this problem on the Garden State Parkway now, northbound at 124, an accident with two lanes out. Merritt Parkway northbound remains closed up at exit 40. That bad accident with an accident investigation right around the area of the Newtown Road overpass. Southbound 1 and 9 in New Jersey, Grand Street, there is a water main break. And the Staten Island bound Verrazano, that lower level remains closed for maintenance, and alternate side is in effect. Mass Transit, everybody running right on or close to schedule. With traffic on the sevens, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you, Joseph, from your Ramsey Subaru Weather Center. 70 degrees, partly sunny skies this morning. It'll be overcast, though, this afternoon. Tomorrow, we're going to get down to 54 degrees. We'll have 100% chance of rain, and it could be heavy at times. Friday, things start to clear up. We'll have partly cloudy skies in the morning, and a bit more overcast during the afternoon. Only about 54 degrees will be the high. Then on Saturday, 59 degrees, sunny, 63 degrees on Sunday, and partly sunny. So it's not going to be too bad. Currently, the temperature is 49 degrees. Coming up after the break, we'll have Frank's business report and your Jet Set Juliet travel update on river cruises.
All the news that's fit to be heard. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC.
5:39, the opening bell rings this morning after the S&P 500 hit another record high yesterday, and the NASDAQ crossed back over the 14,000 plateau in a day where investors shrugged off some potential economic hiccups. The gains came in spite of the pause in the Johnson & Johnson vaccination and inflation going up. There was optimism because the March inflation report wasn't as bad as some experts had predicted. So at the end of the trading day, the Dow Jones lost 68 points, the S&P 500 was up 14 points, and the NASDAQ closed the day by gaining 146 points. Now on to Apple. Apple is expected to announce new versions of its iPad Pro and other new gadgets on April 20th. The new iPad Pros are expected to feature Apple's fastest core processor to date, and it may include a new type of screen that uses new LED technology. It's rumored that Apple could launch AirTags, a product you can attach to items such as keys to track them using Apple's Find My software. Apple has been testing a new way to track these devices in its beta software for iPhones, Juliet.
Thank you very much, Frank. So it's time now for your Jet Set Juliet travel update at 5:40. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Juliet Huddy TV, and you can get more details, pictures, and information. So I have been crowing, as you know, Frank, for the last, 4 months, about the growing allure of river cruises. They are much smaller than the big ships, usually somewhere between 100 and 150 passengers, depending on the line. Excuse me, they can be pricey, but unlike the big ships, oftentimes everything is included, from the cocktails to the tips to the excursions, which is a big one. And because they're wee, they can get into ports not normally visited by the big girls, the big ships, which means fewer tourists and less exposure to COVID. USA Today has just released its list of the top 10 cruise lines it's chosen. I have edited that list down to include my top five favorites as well. So this is kind of my curated list. So we're going to start with number five. If you're an Anglophile like me who doesn't have the bank account for a yearly luxury cruise, Riviera Cruise Lines is a great option. It's based in the UK. The ships are filled with Brits, so you'll hear lots of beautiful English accents. They've only recently started marketing to US clients, so you're going to probably find some great deals. The boats are quite nice, but they don't come with a luxury price tag, which is cool. One cruise critic said that they have the atmosphere of an upscale English country house hotel. Meals and excursions are included. The booze, however, is not. An 8-day Christmas markets cruise along the Danube starts at around $3,000 per person. Number four is European Waterways. These are actually tricked out barges, believe it or not, that fit a maximum of 20 passengers. So this is kind of a different thing, but I wanted to include it here. It, depending on the ship, a maximum though of 20 passengers. Some just have 15. Rather than the big rivers, you're cruising canals in France and seeing things no big ship or even traditional river cruise passenger will see. You'll see a lot of families or groups of friends renting the whole boat out. And again, this is on really kind of the higher echelon as far as price goes, but the wine pairings and the farm-to-table cuisine from each stop, plus the ability to call the shots as far as where you want to stop, I mean, that's kind of a cool thing. That makes this extremely attractive to people. It's something that you'll definitely want to save up for. A 6-night cruise through the Loire Valley starts. Again, it's pricey, but, you know, just this is something that would be a huge splurge. Costs $5,000 per person. Number three, Viking. I know a lot of people are going to lambaste me for putting Viking way down at number three, but it's only because I love the next ones just a smidge more. Viking is great because it really does cater to a younger crowd, more active than some of the other ships. That doesn't mean it lacks in class, though. The decor is pretty. It's not opulent, and the options are plentiful. Europe, Russia, China, Southeast Asia, the Middle East. The one thing I don't love is that while beer and wine is included with lunch and dinner, it's not the open bar concept that I find so appealing on some of the other lines, but that's kind of consistent with the vibe. People tend to get up and go on Viking as opposed to the more meandering luxury lines where it's more, you know, kind of about pampering. An 8-day trip from Paris to the beaches of Normandy starts at $2,000 per person. Number two, Crozzi Cruises, Crozzi Europe Cruises. I love this French-owned line for many reasons, not the least of which is it's family-run. So they've been around since the 1970s, and clearly they have perfected the art of river and canal cruising. They have one of, if not the, I think at this point, largest fleets in the world, which means lots of sailings, better prices compared to the competition. The ships are not as decked out as, let's say, a Uniworld or a Crystal, both of which you're going to hear about momentarily. But what they do lack in splendor, they make up for in variety. Plus, though they've made a real effort in recent years to market to Americans, it's still mostly European clientele, mainly French, British, and Australian. So if you want to surround yourself with other cultures, this is a really good choice. A 7-day cruise on the Rhone River starts at $1,700 per person. And number one, Uniworld Cruises. I mean, I have to say, this might be the most opulent boat, or these boats might be the most opulent boats on the water today. And they also have some pretty spectacular itineraries, including Europe, Russia, the Amazon, and the Mekong. This is for the traveler who wants to be surrounded by luxury. The decor is stunning. It's a little over the top, actually. Brazilian marble, Venetian mirrors, baccarat chandeliers with real sapphires. I mean, it's an epic pleasure palace where pampering is the top priority. An 8-day trip that covers three French rivers, starts from Bordeaux, will run you roughly $2,600 per person. So you can follow me again on Twitter and Instagram at Juliet Huddy TV for my story on the trip that I took with my mom on the Crystal Mozart Christmas Markets cruise and some of the other cruise lines that you might enjoy. I hope that sounds enticing to you, Frank. I personally would love to go on either the Viking, I think, or the Uniworld for our listener cruise.
You pick, Juliet. I am in.
All right. Let me work on it.
All right. Well, I was just negotiating with Sid Rosenberg over the newly host contest. So we're going to tell the listeners about
next hour.
But first, Sid Rosenberg has all the latest sports news you need to know.
All right, Frank and Juliet, good morning. Good day for you and I, Frank. Our New York Mets, they win not one but two, sweeping a doubleheader from the Philadelphia Phillies. An extra inning win in game one, 4-3. Villar, the game-winning hit. And then six strong innings from Marcus Stroman. Shutout innings in game two. And the Mets shut out the Phillies 4-0. 4-3, 4-0. Mets over the Phillies. Mets now find themselves at 4-3 on the young season. They'll play the Phillies once again today. Yankees got blown out by the Blue Jays yesterday. 7-3 the final score. Yankees fall to 5-6. But, of course, the bigger story is outfielder Aaron Hicks decided not to play. He was so distraught over the shooting of Dante Wright in Minnesota that the million-dollar outfielder, multi-million-dollar outfielder, couldn't bring himself to play. Here was Hicks on that.
I just felt like it wasn't right for me to play that game. You know, it was tough, you know, to read that somebody just got murdered. You know, he's a father, you know, to his son, and, you know, he's also a son to his mother. So, you know, it's extremely tough, you know, when the situations like that happen.
All right. He's also got a rap sheet as long as his arm. Anyway, Aaron Hicks didn't play and the Yankees got blown out. Let's get to NBA. The Nets, they did not play Minnesota 2 days ago. It was postponed because of the Wright shooting. They played yesterday, and the Nets had no difficulty playing. They won by 30, 127-97, 31 for Kevin Durant. It was head coach Steve Nash after Brooklyn's win.
Been really proud of the guys. You know, we've had a lot thrown at us this year. We've had a lot of injuries, constantly changing our lineups and rotations and combinations, and guys have stepped up many, many times this year and played the right way, played together, played hard, and gotten a lot of wins when we were undermanned.
With the win, the Nets improved to 37-17, once again tied with Philadelphia atop the Eastern Conference. And finally, the Rangers got themselves a big win, shutting out the Devils last night by a final score of 3-0. Sports at 15:45 for the WABC Early News. I'm Sid Rosenberg.
Well, I just got a message from one of our listeners who said the Verrazano Bridge is an absolute mess right now.
Oh.
Here to tell us if that's accurate, we have the man who has traffic and transit on the sevens, Joe Nolan.
With that lower-level Verrazano Bridge, Staten Island bound still shut with maintenance. If you're traveling northbound on the Van Wyck getting to the inbound LIE, there's an accident on that ramp structure. Merritt Parkway is still closed northbound right around exit 40 with a pretty bad accident right around Newtown Road. They are working on that. And on the Garden State Parkway, as you travel northbound at 124, an accident with two lanes out and alternate side of the street. Parking rules again today are in effect. This report is a service of DEA Take Back Day. Your unused or expired prescription drugs can end up lost, stolen, or simply misused. Keep them safe. Clean them out. Take them back on Saturday, April 24th to find a collection site near you. Visit DEATakeBack.com. I'm Joe Nolan, traffic on the 7s, Talk Radio 77, WABC.
Thank you, Joe. And from your Ramsey Subaru Weather Center, 70 degrees today with a mix of clouds and sun. We may have a chance of a slight shower depending on where you are, but it won't be anything too bad. Tomorrow is when the showers are going to come in, pretty heavy, actually. We could be getting an inch or so, and the chance of rain is 100%. The weather is going to get a little chillier. We're going to get down to the mid-50s. Staying at the mid-50s on Friday, but we should have some sun coming out here and there. Winds will be picking up just a bit on Friday to about 15 miles an hour. By Saturday, the winds slow down. The temperature warms up just a tad. We should get up to the low 60s. Same thing with Sunday, and we'll also have sun on Saturday and Sunday as well. Currently, the temperature in Manhattan is 48 degrees, Frank.
Several of you earlier, including my co-anchor, took issue with my pronunciation of the term Spiderman. I am far from the first to pronounce Spiderman in such a manner, and I am far from the first to be on the receiving end of controversy. Let me take you back in time to the television program Friends.
Why isn't it Spiderman? You know, like Goldman, Silverman.
Because it's not his last name.
It isn't?
No, it's not like Phil Spiderman. He's a spider man. You know, like Goldman is a last name, but there's no Goldman.
Oh, okay. There should be a Goldman.
Pardon me if I don't allow Chandler Bing to dictate my pronunciation of common last names and would-be last names.
Well, let's be honest here, Frank. I think it's done for a little bit of attention. I think that you do the same thing when you say Instagram, when you say at the front of words that begin with WH. We all know what's happening here.
What you said,
I'm just going to call it out right now.
What you said, Juliet, is completely inaccurate. It has nothing to do with seeking a little bit of attention. All right. President Biden is being shelled by lawmakers for his decision to remove American forces from Afghanistan. Biden is expected to announce today a withdrawal of U.S. service members from the country by mid-September. Now, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said it's a retreat in the face of an enemy that has not yet been vanquished. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham labeled it a disaster in the making. As for Democrats, New Hampshire Senator Jeanne Shaheen said America has sacrificed too much to bring stability to Afghanistan to take off without promises of a secure future.
Well, speaking of the president, the White House officials today have announced a last-minute change to his schedule this morning. He is going to be headed to Walter Reed Medical Center with the First Lady, who is reportedly going through a, quote, common medical procedure. So he wanted to be there for that. And then, as you said, he'll speak later today about his plan to withdraw troops by September 11th. And then he is expected to visit Arlington National Cemetery as well.
Speaking of President Biden, former President Obama, Michelle Obama, and several celebrities, along with President Biden, are coming together for a TV special about coronavirus vaccines. Roll Up Your Sleeves will air this Sunday on NBC to educate viewers, raise awareness, and address concerns surrounding the COVID-19 vaccines. The hour-long special will be hosted by Seattle Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson and his wife, Ciara. President Biden is expected to talk about beating the pandemic, protecting loved ones, and continuing the road to recovery. Other celebrity participants include Dr. Anthony Fauci, Jennifer Hudson, Lin-Manuel Miranda, Matthew McConaughey, Demi Lovato, Jennifer Lopez, Joe Jonas, Billy Crystal, and many more.
Frank, not that I want you to, but you can change. You have to think positively. That is the message from British researchers. The group analyzed roughly 130 studies that have been done about your thinking and positivity and negativity. And the headline was uplifting, to say the least. You are more likely to change your behavior for the better, living a happier and more productive life, if you train yourself to think positively as opposed to constantly looking at the glass half empty. It sounds so easy, but it, you know, I mean, we know people, we know ourselves, and we've been in these modes before where we just were constantly thinking negative. Scientists say the studies show that obsessing over things that make you feel fearful, regretful, or guilty, or any of these sort of negative feelings, only delays your chances for real happiness. It's kind of in the duh category, but I think it's, again, I think it's a lot easier said than done for some people.
Well, I think that's certainly true. Do they give any strategies for people who do want to make that sort of change?
No, because this was just really a study, so I think it was just a study. So I don't think that they're giving the actual, let's, you know, here's, take this pragmatic approach to it. But I could probably give you some if you needed them.
Well, I may. Here is a crime that a lot of people are scratching their head, or at least holding on to their hair. The world's longest bunny is missing. The continental giant rabbit Darius was stolen from his home in the United Kingdom this past weekend. His owner is former Playboy model and rabbit breeder Annette Edwards, and is offering close to a $1,400 reward for Darius's return. The rabbit is the current record holder for longest rabbit alive, with a measurement of 4 feet and 3 inches.
God, what?
This is one crime.
That's
nobody
disturbing.
Framed Roger Rabbit for.
Oh, that's very funny, Frank. I'm really freaked out by the size of this rabbit.
Well, I'm freaked out by his kidnapping.
That doesn't freak me out as much as his size. Are your kids misbehaving, lacking focus, hyper, just strange? No, I'm just kidding. That's not part of the story. Are they having problems learning? Researchers say the culprit could be snoring. Scientists took roughly 10,000 MRI scans of the brains of kids. I think it was between the ages of 12 to 15, I want to say. And they found that those who snored had, this is so wild, had thinner gray matter around the frontal lobes. And experts say the data could help doctors in finding a way to mitigate their issues. They feel that that is a connection. So how can they build up the gray matter? I don't know. Does snoring lead to the breakdown of gray matter? I don't know. That's what the doctors are for. But it is an interesting finding.
It certainly is. January 12th would be designated as Rush Limbaugh Day in Missouri under legislation being considered by state lawmakers. The measure was debated yesterday in a Missouri Senate committee. Limbaugh was a conservative talk radio icon who died in February at the age of 70 after battling cancer. He was born in Cape Girardeau in 1951 and rose to prominence in the late 1980s and 1990s as the Rush Limbaugh Show went into national syndication. Rush was, of course, heard on this station for about 25 years.
Well, also, by the way, Frank, nobody in Missouri says Missouri. I went to college there, so I should know.
That is not true.
Well, the older people say Missouri, so that is pretty much consistent with you being the old man in the young man's body, and it is Cape Girardeau, just FYI.
What did I say?
Girardeau, like Depardieu. I would have said that too, but they also pronounce Versailles, Versailles, and Nevada, Nevada, so...
Well, I'm crossing this right off my list of Jet Set Juliet travel recommended locations.
I would definitely suggest you do, actually. An exciting discovery in Poland. Oh, my people. A site used by the barbarians from Roman times has revealed all sorts of exciting information, namely that Vandal artisans used large pottery to store food. It was like decorative pottery. The finding suggests that our ancestors had a robust economy, and they used organizational and creative skills to manufacture everyday home goods. Archaeologists stumbled on this site. It was near Krakow, and they used a magnetometer, to scan the ground so they didn't actually have to dig it quite yet, which I'm sure they're going to. But I love these stories.
So you're Polish?
Yes, Polish, Lithuanian, a lot of things.
Interesting.
Yeah, very much heavily Polish and Lithuanian.
Very interesting. 557. Joe Nolan's got all the traffic and transit on the 7s.
Van Wyck Expressway, the ramp to the inbound LIE, an accident. That's in the right lane. You want to get over to the left if you're traveling then out onto the Merritt Parkway northbound. We are bumper to bumper getting up to exit 40 where all lanes are closed. That bad accident with the accident investigation, that continues. Pair of problems on the Garden State Parkway northbound at 124. An accident. Two lanes are out. Southbound at 136 is a stall in the left lane. And then southbound 109 at Grand Street and Elizabeth, the water main break and alternate side again today is in effect. This report, a service of DEA Take Back Day. Your unused or expired prescription drugs can end up lost, stolen, or simply misused. Keep them safe. Clean them out. Take them back on Saturday, April 24th. To find a collection site near you, visit DEATakeBack.com. I'm Joe Nolan with Traffic on the 7s. Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you, Joe. So up in the 6 o'clock hour, Frank, we're going to discuss the newly host game. Is that correct?
I think we're going to have a lot of fun, and I think it's going to be a big hit.
We're going to explain what the newly host game is all about. And also, we need to focus on the newly host game, creating this whole thing, making sure that we organize this, and also the listener river cruise. That's what we got to focus on.
I am ready to do both of those things.
And Sid says that he would go on the listener river cruise.
I will, too. I think it'll be a lot of fun.
Well, yeah. I mean, we can't have too many people from the station going because you can only fit like 100, 150 on the ship, and we want a lot of people to go.
Yeah. So. I still need some clarification on what makes, other than a smaller, what makes a river cruise different from a conventional ocean.
Do you not
river
listen
cruise?
To my Jet Set Juliet?
I do. I hear it's $3,000, and it doesn't come with alcohol. That's what I
think. No, it does. Most of them do come with alcohol.
I see.
I'll tell you all about it. I'm going to elaborate on my Instagram, and I'll post on the 77 WABC Early News Instagram as well.
A whole lot more news coming your way. First, here's Dev Valentine with all the local news.
Entertaining and informative. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
6:05, this is the WABC Early News. We have a ton of news coming your way from business to Taco Bell and everything in between. I'm Frank Morano.
Oh, that sounds excellent. I'm Juliet Huddy. Sounds delicious, actually. Deb is following the breaking news, as you just heard, at the news desk. Christian and and Gabby are at the controls. Citizen with sports at 6:15. And I think a lot of folks are going to be talking about a decades-old case that if you were around in the 90s, you remember the Kristen Smart case. And apparently it may be being solved, close to being solved. And the family may actually finally, after all of these years, have some sort of, I don't know if you could say closure, but potentially peace. So that's going to be interesting. We'll talk about that. Also, we're going to talk about the newly host game.
Yes, that's right. It's something I think people are really going to like. Sid also has sports, and he's going to give us a preview of what's coming up on the Bernie and Sid show. But I am going to have to drive home to Staten Island in a half hour or so, and I am not liking what I am hearing about the situation at the Verrazano Narrows Bridge. Here to find out the good, the bad, and the ugly of your commute to work or my commute home is Joe Nolan, who's got traffic and transit every 10 minutes on the 7th.
Well, if you're heading up the Garden State Parkway, you've got a pretty big problem coming up to exit 124, mainly in the local lanes. An accident, two lanes are going to be out of service. And southbound 109 on Elizabeth, the water main break at Grand Street, that continues. Van Wyck, the ramp to the inbound LIE, there's a stall. And we still have that problem northbound on the Merritt Parkway up by exit 40. All lanes remain closed. Again, a bad accident up there in the process of being cleared. Accident investigation, that will continue. Mass Transit, everybody there, good alternate side of the street. Parking rules and regulations again today are going to be in effect. I'm Joe Nolan with Traffic on the 7th, Talk Radio 77, WABC.
Thank you, Mr. Nolan. Let's get to the Ramsey Subaru weather forecast. Today we're going to get up to about 70 degrees with partly sunny skies, although the clouds will probably start to roll in later in the afternoon. Then the temperature drops for Thursday, 54 degrees. We're going to have some heavy rain at times. Friday, it starts to clear up a bit. We'll probably see these partly sunny skies come back, but unfortunately, the weather temperature is going to stay similar to that of tomorrow. It's going to be 54 degrees Thursday, 54 degrees Friday. We'll hopefully get up to about 60 degrees with some sun on Saturday, and maybe even a little bit warmer on Sunday to the mid-60s with some sun as well. Currently, the temperature in New York City is 49 degrees, Frank.
All right. Well, quite a bit happening. As promised, here is your daily dose of Taco Bell news. We have a couple of big Taco Bell fans here on the second floor. And
yes,
a fully digital Taco Bell is opening today in New York City. The chain's first completely digital restaurant is located in Times Square and will feature self-serve kiosks instead of traditional menus. It will also be serving alcoholic drinks. The chain's chief marketing officer said he hopes this new outlet will be the highest volume restaurant in the company.
All right. This is a case that if you were around in the 90s, you could not escape from the story. I mean, it was everywhere. The disappearance of a young woman named Kristen Smart. She was going to college in San Luis Obispo, California, which is about, I'd say, 3 hours north of Los Angeles. She vanished without a trace. And her body was never found. But now the San Luis Obispo County Sheriff says that his department has made two arrests in the case. And if you had been following the case, you're not going to be surprised. Sheriff Ian Parkinson says that they came across during some searches of the main suspect, the guy that has been the suspect for years and years. They came across at his house physical evidence that they believe is linked to Kristen Smart. The two suspects are currently in jail. Paul Flores is 44 years old. He was booked on a murder charge. Ruben Flores is 80 years old. He was booked on an accessory charge. They're expected to be arraigned today, and we'll probably find out a lot more information. But the younger Flores has been the prime suspect in this case. He was 19 years old. He was a freshman at the same college at that time, and he walked Smart home. He was the last person to see her on May 25th, 1996. She was near their Cal Poly State University dorm, but again, she never made it to her room. Friends and family never heard from her again. She was declared dead in 2002, but again, these suspects will be arraigned today, and it sounds like cops may have gotten their men.
An Illinois couple is discovering something long buried underneath their home. A 19th century tunnel.
Oh.
When Gary and Beth Mackins went to repair a section of their sidewalk, they discovered an entryway to the tunnel. Historians estimate the tunnel, which is about 9 feet high and 60 feet deep, was created in 1840, 50 years before the house was built. Mackins said he hopes to preserve the tunnel and give tours one day.
Oh, that sounds amazing. I wonder if there's anything in the tunnel. Like, were there any notes? Were there any drawings?
I don't know that we have that information yet, but you can bet there's going to be a full exploration.
Oh, excellent. All right. The CDC says Michigan needs to shut down again. The state has seen a 200% rise in COVID cases, and the spike doesn't seem to be heading in the right direction. Governor Gretchen Whitmer is asking the Biden administration for a flush of new vaccines, but CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says it's kind of irrelevant at this point since the vaccines are going to take, at the best, well, at this point, not two weeks because the Johnson & Johnson vaccine has been paused. So it's going to take maximum of 6 weeks for full immunity if you get shot right now. In other words, they won't see a curbing of cases right away. And so Walensky says that Michigan should expect more infections, hospitalizations, and sadly, deaths.
The Senate will vote today on whether to begin debate on an anti-Asian American hate bill. The measure, drafted by Democratic lawmakers, is called the COVID-19 Hate Crimes Act. It would speed up Justice Department review of hate crimes as incidents directed at Asian Americans have increased during the coronavirus pandemic. It will take 60 votes to open debate on the bill.
A massive exploration vessel, the likes of which we have never seen. I mean, the images of this are just wild. Could be taking to the waters within the next few years. It's called the Earth 300. It is a massive cruise ship size ship, essentially, that can carry 400 people, including scientists. That's who they want on this ship, as well as crew, as it travels the world. It's nuclear powered. It is a behemoth. It has 22 cutting edge laboratories complete with artificial AI and robotics. Excuse me. Developers say it's going to allow some of the world's top researchers to troll the seas, calling data on everything from climate change to global pandemics. Officials say it could launch by 2025.
Egypt is taking custody of the container ship responsible for blocking the Suez Canal. An Egyptian court allowed the Suez Canal Authority to seize the Ever Given until the firm that owns the vessel pays over $900 million. The amount is for the cost of moving the ship after it ran aground and lost the transit fees that added up to the six-day blockage. The firm that owns the ship is disputing 90% of the amount sought by the Egyptian officials.
Okay, I've got a question for you. Kristen, Gabby, you can weigh in too. What is the first thing the buyer, you would expect the buyer of an $80 million mansion to do?
Visit it.
Okay. Christian?
I would say visit it. At least look at the house.
Okay. Gab?
See if they have a pool.
Okay. Well, this buyer is going to tear it down. An $80 million mansion. I guess you can do that without much worry when you're a zillionaire. Oracle founder Larry Ellison just bought a sprawling Florida mansion for $80 million. It is absolutely beautiful. I mean, there is nothing wrong with this baby. The 15,000 square foot waterfront home was built back in 1999. It has seven bedrooms, a home theater, and of course a wine room. Or should I say it had seven bedrooms, a home theater, and a wine room. He's tearing it down. And here's the thing. He just moved to Hawaii and says he's not planning on moving back to the continental United States. So not even to this brand new gorgeous property, which will soon be just a pile of dirt. So there's really no word on why he's tearing it down or what he plans on putting in its place, if anything. But it's in Palm Beach. I'm confused. I would be happy to move into it. He doesn't even have to spend the money to tear it down.
Well, he probably wants to build something else. And
I don't know. You would think that that would be included in the story.
You would.
Maybe he just wants to give, I don't know, nature a chance to refurbish itself on the property.
All right, sports with Sid Rosenberg in just a minute, but first, the city of Newark is trying to encourage home ownership in all five wards. Mayor Ross Baraka says one step the city would take is to increase closing loans through the Live Newark program to $10,000, up from $5,000. If the measure is approved, Newark would also up loans by $5,000 for residents to renovate the outside of their homes. The final vote takes place on April 27th.
And now it is time for the man, the myth, the legend, Sidney Hollywood Rosenberg.
All right, Julia, thank you. Frank, you too. By the way, Frank, I did notice very casually and subtly while you're doing that report, you stuck your finger in your ear And then you went through this kind of rolling motion, like you would do with a booger.
That is not true.
That's exactly true.
What I did do was stick the business end of a pen in my ear and go through the similar rolling motion.
You know that that is filthy. You just put a bunch of bacteria in your ear. You're aware of that, right?
I'm well aware of that.
God,
just letting
you
know.
I love you.
They
really
have Q-tips
do.
For
that. This has been covered on the other side of midnight. And if you buy a package of Q-tips, Juliet, you will see there's a specific prohibition warning you not to stick that in your ear.
That's true.
Well, because they think we're all stupid, or they think somebody's going to throw a ball at us and we're going to jam it into our ear.
Well, you buy a pen, there is no such warning against doing
so. Very good point. Excellent job. Hey, the Mets won a doubleheader yesterday. They win them both against the Phillies. The first one in extra innings in very frank, dramatic fashion.
And VR hits one in the air to left field. That'll win the game. McCutcheon watches it sail by him. In the score comes McNeil with the game-winning run. And the Mets have won the opening game of the doubleheader. Jonathan VR with a walk-off hit. And the Mets win it in 8 innings, 4-3.
Gary Cohen on the call, SNY. Mets win game 1-4-3 behind Marcus Stroman, I should say. They win game 2 4-0. The Mets are now 4-3. The Yankees got blown out by Toronto 7-3. They fall to 5-6. But the biggest story is outfielder Aaron Hicks, who elected to take the day off because he was so distraught over the Dante Wright shooting in Minnesota. Here was Hicks on that.
I just felt like it wasn't right for me to play that game. You know, it was tough, you know, to read that somebody just got murdered. You know, he's a father, you know, to his son, and you know, he's also a son to his mother. So, you know, it's extremely tough, you know, when the situations like that happen.
Aaron Hicks did not play. Yankees still lose. NBA yesterday, the Nets played Minnesota. The day before, that game was postponed because of the Dante Wright shooting. Nets win by 30, 127-97, behind 31 from Kevin Durant. They now tie the 76ers again atop the Eastern Conference with a record of 37-17. And the Rangers shut out the Devils last night, a much-needed win for the Blue Shirts, 3-0. With sports at 15-45 for the WABC Early News, I'm Sid Rosenberg.
617, Joe Nolan has all the traffic and transit you need to know in order to get to work today.
Delays building on the Garden State Parkway northbound coming up to exit 124 in the local lanes. An accident. Two lanes are out of service as you get through there. And then southbound 109 and Elizabeth, don't forget that water main break right around the area of Grand Avenue. Now, on the Van Wyck Expressway, the ramp to the inbound LIE, there is a stall. The Merritt Parkway northbound is bumper to bumper. Getting up to exit 40 where all lanes are closed. That bad accident continues with an accident investigation. Now, Mass Transit, everybody there on or close to schedule. An alternate side again today is in effect. The supportive service of Exergen. Trade up any non-contact thermometer for a $5 rebate toward an Exergen purchased at any retailer. Accuracy matters when taking temperature. Upgrade to Exergen, the only home forehead thermometer proven accurate by published peer-reviewed clinical studies. Visit Exergen.com. I'm Joe Nolan. Traffic on the 7s. Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Joe, you do a wonderful job. Thank you so much for your Traffic on the 7s report. And from the Ramsey Subaru Weather Center. Today, it's going to be a mix of sun and clouds early. Then the overcast skies will come in, I'd say afternoon, maybe late afternoon. There's a slight chance of a rain shower. Won't be anything too bad. Tomorrow's really when you have to look out for the rain. We're going to get up to 70 degrees today. Then we're going to drop down 15 degrees to 55 degrees tomorrow. We'll have clouds with periods of rain. It could get pretty heavy at times. We could see about an inch of rain, actually. Friday will warm up a little bit, just to 56 degrees, and the sun will come out. Saturday, 60 degrees, and the sun will be there along with a mix of clouds. Same thing with Sunday. And I don't see any more rain on the way over the next few days. So hopefully after Thursday, basically. So let's just cross our fingers. It stays that way. But currently, the temperature in New York City is 48 degrees.
But it's getting up to cigar weather, from what we understand.
What does that mean?
Well, I mean, where you can sit on your porch and have a cigar.
God. I hate guys like you. What? Guys that walk on the beach in 85 degrees with their fake tattoos and 19,000 necklaces, smoke
cigars.
You
got me nailed. That's me to a T.
That's Staten Island. The whole damn borough is like that.
We have a lot of listeners in Staten Island.
Well, it's not offensive.
No, I mean, it is.
That's like what they like.
Very offensive.
Yeah.
The mob wannabes smoking cigars on the beach at 95 degree temperatures. Okay. They look ridiculous.
Mob wannabes, just ignore Sid. Just ignore him.
That's
right. Nothing to see here.
Right. Yeah. Some are real. You know, I actually did start to follow John Gotti Jr. yesterday on Instagram.
Oh, good. I'm sure he's quite relieved.
Yeah, Curtis was happy.
Well, they made friends. They had a detente.
They did. They actually, like, almost made out at some pet event.
It was at Frank's wedding.
No, they didn't.
No, well, yes, I mean, they did at some pet event.
That is the Curtis version of events. John tells a slightly different story.
Oh, really?
Slightly different.
He stabbed him?
No. There was no stabbing.
Wait, so Curtis didn't tell the truth?
I am going to withhold comment about that. I've been warned. All right.
Oh,
well, tech billionaires are obsessed with climate change, and more billionaires, including Elon Musk, Bill Gates, and Jeff Bezos, are making a push for asking the right questions. Broadly speaking, the world's three richest tech billionaires are all trying to develop new technologies that can reduce the world's carbon dioxide emissions. It's widely known that trees are among the most efficient carbon capture machines on Earth, but trees and reforestation are relatively low down on these three tech billionaires' agenda lists. So these three men, separately, are focusing on funding carbon capture technologies. Gates is particularly bullish on nuclear energy, and Bezos has created a dedicated Bezos Earth Fund. All of them believe that technology has a major role to play in tackling climate change, and they're doing their utmost to ensure they're pushing the boundaries when it comes to climate tech, Juliet.
Very interesting. Sid, what is happening on your show today?
Well, Tony Kirk, Juliet, is going to stop by today. He was supposed to stop by yesterday. He didn't make it, so made his debut here on WABC at noon on Monday. Charlie Kirk coming up later on today. Then a guy that I become very, very friendly with, and if I can involve Gravesend every day, I find a way to do it. This guy was, you remember him, both you guys, Frank and Juliet, in the movie The Accused, where Jodie Foster won the Academy Award. He was the guy in the bar that was egging on all the kids. Come on, college boy. Remember that guy?
Yeah, absolutely.
He was also in Halloween 2. Analyze This with Robert De Niro. My friend, the actor Leo Rossi, is going to stop by today. And no other reason, just say it, what a great actor I am for my first experience ever. That's it.
So you shared scenes with him.
I did. I shared scenes. The last scene I shot, in fact, on Monday when I left Miami, was me, William DeMeo, Andrew Dice Clay, and Leo Rossi.
Is there a danger of overexposure on the Gravesend promotion?
Never.
Never.
Not for me.
There's no such thing as overexposure in Sid Rosenberg's life.
That's right, Jules. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Again, don't forget, I changed my edited my profiles on my
– and I tweeted it out just so all my 30-whatever thousand followers would also notice that you changed your profile to Hollywood.
And we'll also talk, of course, about Andrew Cuomo and the Godfather stuff and the real story on Dante Wright, young man tragically killed in Minnesota. But it's a bigger story than just that. So all those things we'll cover today on Bernie and Sid. I do find it interesting, though, that John Catsimatidis put out this beautiful, and he always does every Wednesday, this beautiful promo for tomorrow's Israeli Independence Day, which we'll celebrate here on 77 WABC. Much like Peter King on St. Patrick's Day and Tony Orlando on Greek Independence Day, I've been bestowed the great honor of being the Grand Marshal. But here's the beauty of this. The actual ad promo is on page 18 of the New York Post, which, of course, is Chai in the Jewish religion. That is a very significant number. That's to life.
Oh,
page 18 in today's, I'm not sure if that was an accident or not, but page 18 in today's New York Post, you could not pick a better page.
Well, L'chaim.
That's great.
Let me ask you this, Sid. So you know how they're trying to get all sorts of different events going at Stage 77 up here? We had the debate up there with Curtis and Fernando Mateo. Went really well. So Juliet and I would like to challenge you and Bernard McGurk to an edition of the Newly Host game, where in a forum, possibly moderated by Dominic Carter, we see who knows their radio partner better.
Come on,
better.
We can't do that.
Yes, we can.
No, Juliet, I love you guys to death. Bernie and I are friends for 30 years. We've done cocaine together.
Okay.
Well, that's what makes it
really creepy.
So that's why the odds favor you guys.
Yeah, and we're willing to do it.
You're going to get killed.
You know what?
You might be right, but
that's okay. Because I'm okay being a loser.
Okay. Well.
I don't have a problem with that. I have enough confidence in myself for it. That's okay.
Well, I think it'll be a tremendous amount of fun.
Right.
I really do.
Yeah, the winning team can get a page 18 ad in the Wednesday New York Post, full page.
Now you're talking.
Right?
Yeah.
You're in?
I think
yes.
We should do it. I think eventually, too, because, again, I think it's unfair to you guys. Bernie and I have been friends for 30 years. Maybe at one point we split it up. And then it'll be like you and Bernie against me and Juliet,
well,
or something like that.
How about we start with the matchup I'm proposing?
No, the matchup is fine.
And
is fine.
You're familiar with Dr. Joyce Brothers, right?
Very, very, very
so
familiar.
So you remember how she got her start?
Was it the Newlywed Game?
No, she was on the $64,000 pyramid, had never watched boxing before, studied boxing, became an expert, and won on the $64,000 question, not the pyramid.
No kidding.
And so that's what Juliet and I are going to do. We're going to do some serious cramming.
All right.
Forget about it. You're going to...
But you understand, though, the whole point of the game is it's not asking about each other's lives. It's about asking what we would say about something.
Right.
What we would think
yes.
about something.
Oh, I know what Bernie's thinking before he even says it.
Mm.
Oh, we'll see. It'll be a lot of fun.
You're a big talk there, Sid, but we'll see about that.
Well, that's also nothing new for me to be a big talker and not back it up.
Well, in this proposal, Frank, I mean, why wouldn't you have Bob Eubanks host it? I mean, with all due respect to Dominic, not only is he alive, but we've had him as a guest on the other side of midnight.
I think Bob Eubanks would be a great
host. That would be amazing.
I don't know if he would come to New York to do it, but
he's in LA.
We could zoom him in.
No, it's not fun zooming.
No.
We'll invite him. And then Dominic Carter can be his understudy.
Okay. Maybe Wink Martindale, Chuck Woolery, any one of these guys.
No.
It's got to be either
Bob Eubanks is quite good.
Oh, I know. He's the best.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited about this now.
And a great guest on the other side of midnight, I must say.
All right.
Well, this needs to happen. Let's make it happen soon because Stage 77 is ready to go.
Consider yourself challenged, Sid Rosenberg.
Yeah.
All right. You'll talk to Bernard about it? Okay. All right. Well, Juliet, this has been fun. I feel like we squeezed in a little bit more fun than we're usually allowed to.
Uh-oh.
And
wait for that phone call.
Exactly. And I will see you tomorrow at around this time.
Yes, you will. Have a great day, everybody. Here's traffic on the 7s with Joe Nolan.